Where do you see your career in 10 years? What are you doing now to help you get there? The sooner you start enhancing your skills, the sooner you'll be ready. That's why AARP has reskilling courses in a variety of categories like marketing and management to help your income live as long as you do.
That's right. AARP has a bevy of free skill building courses for you to choose from because the steps that you choose to take today will help you to love what you do in the future. And that's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills. In recent weeks, we've really focused on some ways that listeners can boost their income. So whether that's through starting your own side business and growing your network like Hala talked about, or when we talked with local realtor Alan about diving into investing in real estate, well, what better way to test the waters? While you are away, your home could also earn extra income.
That's right. Your empty space could be an Airbnb while you're traveling, because that's all you need to become an Airbnb host. It's a lot easier than you think, and you don't need to Airbnb your entire house. You could just host your extra spare room. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Supercharge your work decks with AI-powered Canva presentations. All you do is start with a prompt. You describe your presentation in a few words, and Canva presentations will generate captivating slides that you can then customize in seconds.
Canva presentations are designed for every workplace and every department. Whether you work in sales, marketing, HR, ops, and more, Canva presentations can generate any deck you want for work. Sales decks, marketing presentations, onboarding plans, you name it. Any department can save time on any presentation with AI.
Generate slides in seconds with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Upswell Marketing would like to remind you that when customers choose your small business, they're really choosing you. So focus on super serving your existing customers and let Upswell handle the pipeline generation of new leads and customers.
Upswell specializes in developing customized direct response campaigns and is now offering a no-obligation free assessment of your current marketing strategies.
Not to mention, new customers also receive 15% off their first order when they mention that they heard about Upswell on this podcast. For more information, visit upswellmarketing.com. That's upswellmarketing.com. Welcome to How to Money. I'm Joel.
And I am Matt.
Today, we're discussing gas tax holidays, bargain cruises, and bad investing robots.
That's right, man. This is our Friday flight where we're going to talk about some of the different headlines we came across this week and specifically discuss how it's going to impact the money in your wallet or in your purse or in your Venmo,
fanny pack.
Venmo account.
However you like to carry your money, people.
In your crossbody. What are they called? The little fanny packs that
like
you
a
wear?
Satchel? I don't know.
You wear across your chest or whatever. Even those, you might have some of your money in there. But that's what our Friday flights are all about. And... do you want to talk about how you just took something off the curb and from in front of my house?
Yes. Okay. So this is our last day, by the way, recording in this studio that we've been in for years.
That is right.
We're moving. We've told everybody knows that now. If they listened to that episode a few weeks ago, and we have a new studio that we're moving into. But you're moving out of your house, of course, at the same time, mm-hmm. and you put out one of your daughter's twin beds.
Yep.
And my daughter, my 6-year-old was like, we were talking about getting her a different bed at some point. And she saw this one on the curb in front of your house. And she's like, that's the one I want.
I want it.
And I was like, this actually works out really nice because now I don't have to buy one.
It's perfect.
So
it doesn't get more meta than this.
I literally curve alerted you.
We talk about curve alerts here on the show. And obviously, we are doing more of that because we're moving.
Yeah.
Literally. We are moving tomorrow. It is going down. And mm-hmm. so that's why we are putting so much stuff on the curb. Here's another. I don't know if this is a frugal versus cheap, but Kate, she was pretty adamant about not selling that particular bed because that is a bed that we got for free from a curb alert. So this is a secondhand curb alert that
second
you
gen.
Scored. And I'm not going to say it's not like the highest quality piece of furniture.
No.
Like it's press board, but it is super solid. We took good care of it and got it out of the house nicely and set it out there on the curb for the next person to come along. But little did I know that it was actually going to be you. But I love that we are now going to be able to come over to your house and see a bunch of stuff that used to be our kids.
That's right. It feels like the most meta How to Money thing.
It really
that's ever
is.
Happened.
Yeah, yeah. We were talking. Kate was a little worried. She's like, are the kids going to like be a little stressed or freaked out when they go over and to play with their friends and see some of their stuff? I don't think they will.
No.
They'll be totally fine.
they'll probably have forgotten all about it because they will have gotten like a cool new bed or something like that.
Exactly. So. Which we have, yeah, we find our fair share of stuff on the side of the road as well.
No doubt. All right. Well, let's move on, Matt, now that people know exactly how weird we are and how deep the frugality goes.
And for folks to know, I mean, again, yeah, this is the last episode that we are recording here.
Yeah.
We're
going to do a tour of the new space
in the interim,
on Instagram.
We've got more episodes lined up. And during the interim, we're going to be setting up at the new office. But the next episode that we will be recording is going to be in that new space, and that'll be our next Friday flight.
Oh, and next week we should talk about kind of how we stumbled upon this office. It's a really interesting story.
Oh, we definitely should.
And we got a decent rate too. So we'll talk about that one next week. It really is kind of, I mean,
it's a small world.
A small world.
We'll just say that.
Exactly. And real quick, Matt, just one more thing that we have to mention, just on kind of a personal how to money housekeeping note. And we actually mentioned it in this week's newsletter, but we've made it, buddy, because we have imposter Instagram accounts.
Talk about the fake accounts?
Yes. Yep. And so, yeah, this account was shut down pretty quickly. But in case there are future incidents, fortunately, and thanks to all the How to Money listeners who in the Facebook group, via email, via Instagram
folks
all
are reaching out.
Let us know that there's this, that someone, you know, posturing as us, trying to get people's personal information.
How to Money Pod. Pod with a zero.
That's right.
You got to look closely.
It was dirty. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I just want everyone to know we're never going to reach out to you via Instagram for personal information. We don't want to know your mother's maiden name or your social security number. And so, yeah, if you
Nor
start...
are we going to get you into investing into Forex.
Right.
And other get-rich schemes.
But, of course, on social media, there's a bot problem. And there's an imposter account problem. And they haven't been able to figure it out. And so we just wanted to let you know. We're at the point, I guess, mildly successful enough to where people want to impersonate us. And it feels good, but it also feels bad. And we just want to let you know on the front end. And I mentioned newsletters. Please subscribe to the newsletter if you haven't done so yet.
Yeah.
At howtomoney.com/newsletter. Important information like that is going out every
single week.
All
those folks knew about this
before you did.
This past Tuesday.
That's right.
And you had to wait all the way until Friday. Joe, let's keep moving, man. Let's get into the stories this week. Let's talk about some real estate. And, you know, you would think that with the otherworldly price increases that we've seen, these sky-high real estate prices over the past couple of years, you would think that first-time homebuyers might have just kind of thrown in the towel altogether.
Feels like those real estate prices came from the upside down, you know? That's how bad they are.
They're all dusty and stuff floating in the air in these homes. But it turns out, so millennials, they still want to own homes, according to a new survey from Open Door. A huge percentage of millennials, about 73%, said that they would give up TikTok and Instagram in order to own their home. 78% would give up alcohol. These are some humorous trade-offs that folks have been presented with, but the pent-up demand is still real, even as some of these folks are taking a break from stalking every new posting that shows up on Zillow. And you know, I wanted to mention too that these aren't necessarily hypothetical situations. It's not like, okay, given the situation where you two... So another one of the things in the survey was talking about millennials who would be willing to forego a summer vacation. And it said that nearly 50% of folks would be willing to delay their vacation for 5 years if that meant that they could buy a home. But the thing is, this is not hypothetical.
Right.
Quite literally, if you were to delay going on vacation for 5 years, that is a huge chunk of money that you would then be able to put towards a down payment. And so, I mean, the fact is, like, you kind of have to front load this sacrifice in order to see if that is going to be an option, right? Like, there is no perfect world that we live in where someone's going to say, okay, well, if I give up this, will I be able to get a house? Well, who knows? But if you don't take the steps now in order to get to that point to where you do have that cash on hand, you're never going to know.
Yeah, exactly. No, and sacrifice is needed, right?
Yeah,
in order
yeah.
to save up for a down payment on a house. It's not one of those things where you're like wishing and hoping is going to get you there. And so
you can take active steps now to achieve that.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, some of those things were hypothetical. What if you gave up TikTok? But then other ones were like based in reality.
Yes.
Not spending money on a vacation. And it's probably the biggest one-time expense that anyone's ever going to have, typically, right? It's the down payment on that home that they buy.
Totally.
And, you know, you and I, we try to avoid the payment mindset when it comes to how we consume. But with mortgage rates continuing their breakneck ascent.
We've got that as well.
Yeah. Home buyers, they're having to think long and hard about how that's going to impact their monthly mortgage payments. And according to Bankrate, the average 30-year mortgage rate climbed to over 6%, and it's basically increasing at the fastest rate we've seen since 1981. And that, of course, is having a massive impact on the affordability level of homes. And so, yeah, for example, if you're looking to buy a home in January versus today, the payment would be the same on a $500,000 home that you bought in January, and what would you be able to afford now? A home that's only worth $340,000. So, yeah, people
There's a massive difference between a $500,000 home and a home that's going to, cost you $350,000.
So, yeah, buyers are being squeezed not just by higher prices, but also because of these higher rates and how that's damaging their ability to afford the home they want.
Yeah. Again, normally this is something we try to avoid talking about is like, okay, how much payment can I afford? But when the cost of borrowing is becoming a larger part of that payment, it is something that we have to start discussing. And of course, this is one of the ripple effects of the Fed raising their benchmark rate 0.75% last week, or 75 basis points if you like to be a little nerdier with it. But because of that, we are seeing more signs of the real estate market softening, which is good news for millennials who do want to buy a home, to put down some roots, maybe start a family. But given the underlying supply and demand problems that we have in that market, it might still be a while before single family homes are going to be meaningfully more affordable in much of the country, though.
Yeah, it's true. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about credit cards, Matt, because since we're talking about crappy interest rates already, it turns out the average credit card now carries a rate of more than 20%.
Mm-hmm.
That's up from basically 16% just a year ago. So
all rates are on the rise.
Exactly. And if you've been listening to the show for any period of time, you know we basically hate credit card debt. It's our least favorite thing. And yeah, we want you to avoid it at all costs. But it's important to note, Matt, because some of our listeners do still have credit card debt hanging on in their lives. And they're like, I know I hate it. It's been tough to get rid of. What can I do? Well, now is the time to really prioritize paying it off, because it's likely that the interest rate on your card has gone up, and it's going to continue to climb through the rest of the year, which means that more of the money you're paying every month is going to Visa, MasterCard, American Express. It's not going to that principal balance. And so, yeah, we think credit cards are a great payment tool, but only if you pay them off on time, in full. And for folks who have some of that lingering debt, now is the time to like get, not laser eyes for crypto, but laser eyes towards paying down your credit card debt, because you don't want it hanging around any longer than it has to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get a plan together to make sure it's gone.
Yeah, you want to knock it out. So let's transition to some much better news. And with all the rates edging upwards, at least rates are also going up for savers, because inflation, it's still not doing savers any favors in general. But banks around the country are starting to significantly increase the rates that they're paying on those savings accounts, with the notable exception of the biggest banks out there. They don't seem to care.
No, they don't care about us at all, I don't think.
But one of our favorite online banks, CIT, they're actually offering a 1.2% rate within their high interest savings account. And actually, better yet, they're offering a 1.25% rate in an 11-month no penalty CD. So we wanted to mention this because these rates, like, they're not earth shattering by any means, but it is a relief to see some accounts paying more than, 0.5%. which is what we've seen, I feel like, for a couple of years, that's for sure. So if you haven't taken our advice, if you haven't ditched one of the big banks in favor of a great online bank, now is a great time to make that move. And so we'll link to this specific account plus an article about how you can easily change banks. And we'll link to that in our show notes up on the website.
People often assume that changing banks is just a big pain in the butt and that it's going to be harder than it actually is to change accounts. And I'm not going to lie, like, it's going to take you a little bit of time, but especially when you're talking about massive rate jumps here, there's a big rate difference between, if you're with one of the big banks still, there's a big difference between the rate that you're getting there and the rate you're going to get at CIT.
There's a big difference between 0.0125% and 1.25%.
Exactly. And there's also a big difference in the customer service
magnitude
and the features of some of these better online banks. So it is worth the time for sure. And so while we're talking about savings, Matt, you and I, we've been talking about I-bonds for, I don't know, a lot of months now.
We love them.
They're pretty great. But we haven't talked about it in a couple of weeks, so it's time to talk about it again, of course. And if folks want some sort of guaranteed 10% return on their money, that's typically impossible to come by, right?
Dive into the DMs for that.
Yeah, exactly. That doesn't come along every day, and usually it's a scam if it looks like there is one, but...
100% return on your money with How to Money Forex.
Right. Exactly. You'll find those guys, they'll just take all your money, so what's going to happen. But iBonds are the way to get a better rate of return right now, and everyone actually seems to be catching on to this because sales of iBonds reached almost $15 billion since the interest rate shot up in November. So in basically a six-month time period. That is $6 billion more dollars flowing into iBonds than the past 20 years combined.
Yeah.
Right? Because inflation has been basically like, we haven't had to worry about it. It's been humming along in the background at a very, almost unnoticeable pace. And so most iBonds just haven't been that interesting. But of course, they're interesting again when inflation is through the roof. And so we would say iBonds, they're still the absolute best place to stash medium-term savings that you're not going to need for at least a year. We will link to where you can buy them on the super crummy treasurydirect.gov website. It is definitely a government website that looks like it's 20 years old, probably actually is 20 years old. And so it's still worth the hassle. It's worth dealing with a crummy interface. But yeah, iBonds, for so many people, it makes sense for some of their medium-term savings dollars right now.
That's right. All the eyeballs are on iBonds.
Ooh, I like that.
I like that. We should have maybe led with that.
That totally should have been in the title of this episode.
Dang it. Just thought of that. But we've got several other stories that we are going to get to, like those gas tax holidays, like those bargain cruisers. We will get to all of those and more right after this break.
Cachava is the all-in-one superfood shake made up of high-quality plant-based nutrients. It's got greens, superfruits, plant proteins, antioxidants, adaptogens, probiotics, and in other words, everything your body craves to feel your best. This is where Cachava really earns their 52,000 plus five-star reviews. It tastes amazing. It's creamy and smooth with just water, and it comes in five delicious flavors. You can choose from chocolate, vanilla, chai, matcha, and coconut acai. Cachava is offering How to Money listeners 10% off for a limited time. I've been using Cachava in breakfast smoothies in the morning recently. It's just so nice to pack in a bunch of nutrients early in the AM in a way that's satisfying and energizing. So if you want to optimize your breakfast, your workout shake, be sure to check out Cachava. Just go to Cachava.com/howtomoney. That's spelled K-A-C-H-A-V-A, and get 10% off your first order. That's Cachava.com/howtomoney. Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. They are committed to high ethical standards and even had to pass a rigorous exam before they could become a CFP professional.
They offer financial planning and services that take a more comprehensive view of your financial and personal circumstances and are customized for your needs. Certified financial planner professionals can offer advice on a wide range of issues like reviewing your investment portfolio's allocation, handling an inheritance, rolling over a company retirement plan, building education savings, and so much more.
That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org. I'm guessing that a lot of listeners are starting to solidify their summer travel plans. We always like to get the families together, Matt, for a week at the beach every single summer. We've already got that trip to St. Simons on the calendar. Pumped for that. But sometimes those vacations get expensive. So what better way to offset some of those costs than to have your home earning some money while you're away?
That's right. Why let it sit empty when it could be earning extra income? It's the financially smart thing to do. So think it through. Maybe you've got some extra space in your home, or maybe you have an entire house to host. Or maybe you're just going on vacation and your home is sitting empty. In every case, you can Airbnb it. You already have the space, so it won't be a huge adjustment.
I mean, the way I see it, if you're not using your space, you have two options. You can let it just sit there empty, or you do some optimizing and make some money off it. Really, if you think about it, you already have an Airbnb. You just need to start using it. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
If you're listening to this podcast right now and you're a small business owner, listen up. Upswell Marketing would like to remind you that when customers choose your small business, they're actually choosing you. So focus on super serving your existing customers and let Upswell handle the pipeline generation of new leads and customers. They do everything from hyper-targeting best fit prospects through campaign optimization. Upswell Marketing's unique approach includes direct mail, search engine marketing, and social media ads, and has fueled more than 10,000 small business success stories. Upswell specializes in developing customized direct response campaigns and is now offering a no-obligation free assessment of your current marketing strategies. Not to mention, new customers also receive 15% off their first order when they mention that they heard about Upswell on this podcast. For more information, visit upswellmarketing.com. That's upswellmarketing.com.
All right, Matt, we are back from the break. Let's keep going with the Friday flight. And I just want to say I'm not anti-robot, okay? Before we get into this, like, I'm okay with the robots joining us in the future. We talked with Kevin Roos earlier this week, and he talked about Roombas. And I'm not against the Roomba.
Partner with the robots.
He made me want to get a Roomba. So thank you for that, Kevin. But this week's ludicrous headline of the week comes from Morningstar, and it reads, "Why free robo-advisors aren't really free." And, you know, we don't really talk about robo-advisors a lot on the show, Matt, but when we have, we don't necessarily refer to them in the most glowing terms, right? Even if some of them are pretty decent. But this recent article from Morningstar, it detailed a lot of the problems with some of the robo-advisors that bill themselves as being free. And so here's the potential problem. The biggest one they were talking about was that some of the robo-advisors, like Ally Invest and Schwab, force you to hold more money than you might want to in cash. And so Schwab is actually making their money by paying you 0.1%, not 1.25%, 0.1% on the cash that's parked in your mandatory savings account. And so the SEC just actually hit them with a $187 million fine for doing that. And they detailed actually other problems too in the space. SoFi's robo-advisor, it takes the most heat in the article, and I think rightly so, because it turns out SoFi is offering this free product as a loss leader. They're basically hard selling their investing clients on other services that they offer, like student loan refinancing. Maybe taking a federal student loan that you're not paying on right now and pushing you into some sort of private loan that doesn't have the same federal guarantees, which could create more financial harm. It might make sense for some people, but it doesn't make sense for everyone, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the robo-advisor space is growing, and there are some cool companies out there that are making some incredibly helpful products and tools. Betterment is the best of the bunch, in our opinion. They work to eliminate some of the common investor mistakes through some of the tools that they've created. But here's the thing, free lunches don't exist. You know, if you've been told that something is free, that's always a good time to dig a little bit deeper and to see how it is that they're monetizing their services.
Like if someone that looks like Matt and Joel on Instagram is like, "Hey, I got this free thing for you," and they reach out to you proactively, it's like, probably not a free lunch.
Hey, how you doing?
Although we do occasionally give away free things on the show.
That is true, but we also will talk about them here on the show, that's on right. the actual podcast, or
we ain't gonna get sneaky with you
in the newsletter
on the socials.
Exactly. Yeah. But if you do come across something like that that's being offered by one of these banks or a brokerage like this, there is a good chance that it's going to end up being more expensive than the upfront fee that others are charging. It's at least worth noting that there's an opportunity cost here, because it's not necessarily terrible or a bad thing that you've got cash parked within your portfolio, as long as you are aware of how much cash it is and what you could be doing with that money instead. If that's a part of, let's say, your emergency fund, well, there's nothing wrong with that as long as you are aware of what is being done with your money. That is what we're trying to shine a light on here.
Yeah, there's basically always a caveat to something that's free.
There's always a catch.
It's like what you're a free presentation when it comes to timeshares,
which we didn't make. We got too busy. Yeah. We weren't able to actually make that steak dinner. I'm kind of bummed about that.
I know
that.
We should have. Yeah. But there's always free steak dinner. That's another one where you're going to get pitched some sort of, you know, investing methodology, and it turns out that free steak actually costs you a whole lot more than just going to buy a steak on your own. But let's move on, Matt. Let's talk about gas for a second, because we actually talked in depth about gas. It's a major problem.
Last Wednesday.
Yeah, on Wednesday's episode. It's a major problem for a ton of people right now, of course, for everyone who drives gas, a gas car, but also those higher gas costs are infiltrating almost every area of our lives. And so President Biden announced that we might be getting a gas tax holiday,
that'll be nice.
Yeah, the president,
if it happens,
going to Congress. He's hoping to get them to take action to provide some relief. He's called for a 3-month hiatus from the federal gas tax. And so, you know, some states have enacted something similar, saving drivers a lot of money. We've done that here in Georgia. I think that expires maybe middle of July, and who knows, might get extended. But yeah, how much would this federal gas tax hiatus actually save the average American? Well, it turns out it would save about $4.60 a week. That's according to calculations from Gas Buddy. So, yeah, with no gas tax for 3 months, that's roughly $50 or $60 back in your pocket. It's not insignificant, but it's also not enough to take your family to Disney World or anything like that.
Agreed. But it's still nice if it does actually happen. Speaking of cars, it actually turns out that they're getting older. This is a true story. The average age of a vehicle on the road is now 12.2 years. This is according to S&P Global Mobility. And of course, anything with S&P in front of it, I'm a fan of. But we're keeping our cars on the road longer than we were just a decade ago. And so that means there's a couple reasons for that, I guess. One, cars are just being made better. They're more reliable. But it also means that folks are driving their cars for longer. And we think this is great. We want driving an older vehicle, an older car, to be seen as a badge of honor. And with new and used car prices doing what they're doing, with them still near all-time highs, we want you to keep driving your old car. The longer you are able to hold on to it, that's going to mean more money that you'll be able to save and invest for your future.
That's exactly right, Matt. I think the longer people hold on to their cars, it's important. Like it's almost a financial superpower, right? To be able to drive an older car. And so, you know, but here's the thing. One of the main concerns people have when they consider keeping their car longer are the maintenance costs that are going to come along with that. They're like, hey, I get it, guys, but my old car, it's starting to have to go to the shop more frequently. And of course, you've got to include some room in your budget for those higher maintenance costs.
But it's overblown.
Exactly. Yep. They're not as detrimental to your budget as you might assume, because the annual maintenance and repair bills on average are less than 1 month's car payment on a brand new car. Mm-hmm. And that's legit. So the average monthly payment on a new car is in the neighborhood of $700. It's one estimate is $712.
That is so crazy.
It's crazy.
Could you imagine? Oh, man.
No.
I don't like that.
Never
at
have,
all.
Never will. And so the average annual maintenance of a five-year-old car is just $208. Annually,
over 12 months.
and if you're talking about an even older car, a 10-year-old car, it's $406. This is according to Consumer Reports. And so these are the kind of things where you gotta take the holistic approach. And if you're taking the holistic approach to driving a car and you're really taking the money-saving approach, right, which not everybody wants to do, that's fine. You don't necessarily want to save as much money as you possibly can on a car. There are other considerations to be made. But still, when you put those two numbers in light of each other, like the average annual maintenance cost versus the average monthly payment on a new car that you're strapped to for 60 or 72 or 84 months. I mean, it's a no-brainer. If all we're talking about is saving money, used cars, driving your car longer is going to change your financial trajectory in a big way.
Absolutely. It's right up there next to finding a way to house hack, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when you are able to knock out some of these massively large expenses that you experience every single month, you're going to have a big impact on your net worth. So let's transition. Let's go from some good car news to bad car news. Car insurance rates are going up. And obviously, I mean, we're seeing everything costing us more these days. But the Wall Street Journal reports that rates are going up by as much as 20% in some areas of the country. This is obviously going to rock the budget of many folks in a big way. But just because the premium on your car or even on your home, just because those insurance rates shoot up, that doesn't mean that you can't do something about it. And we want you to shop with multiple insurers to see what other rates that you might qualify for. You can always use a local independent agent to check rates with a bunch of different insurance companies all at once. Policy Genius, they have a great service and they can help on this front as well. You know, I mean, seriously, at risk of sounding like a Geico commercial, like just 15 minutes, just a small amount of time could really pay off in a big way.
That is a catchy tagline, and I get why they use it. But the problem is, if you believe just that tagline, you're not going to actually shop around. And the reality is, because based on your individual situation, how you drive, and the amount of miles you put on your car every year, like you're going to get different quotes from different insurers based on your age and driving history. And so you can't just trust the advertising from one company. You got to check them all. And so, yeah, that's going to be a way for you to save in an area where the costs are rising. You might find yourself being able to actually save money. This is truly low-hanging personal finance fruit that could save you hundreds of dollars a year, maybe even more. And so, Matt, let's talk about one other place that people can save really quick, and that is on a trip.
Mm-hmm. And vacations.
That's right.
Yeah.
I have never been on a cruise, still.
Samesies.
Well, but
never done it.
I'm tempted at this point because the prices are getting really good, right?
Price is right.
Yes. And so, yeah, the cruise lines are struggling to fill their boats, and that means lower prices for folks who are interested in taking a trip. Basically, the reason is if you pounce on these deals, you're zigging while other people are zagging because mm-hmm. people want to fly places and rent an Airbnb or hop into a hotel, and they're less keen on getting on a cruise. When you look at the numbers, Matt, airfare prices have risen 47%. Since January, and that is making some of those flights less palatable.
Not to mention, I think last weekend was there were like more cancellations in history, maybe over Father's Day. I don't know, but like there's just so much demand and such a lack of staffing and an ability for these flights to take place. It really does make sense to look at some alternative options other than just saying, oh well, we want to take the classic trip and fly here. Well, maybe instead, yeah, you could hop on a boat instead.
That's right. Yeah, and I do want to say that just because airfare prices have on average gone up that much, it doesn't mean that you can't find a good flight deal.
True.
We talked about that with Scott Kies in episode 505, and he says that we're still living in the golden age of cheap flights. And so, yeah, you should check that episode out if you want to know more on that front. But we're talking about cruising here, and it turns out that lots of these deals will cost you less than $100 a day. Which is not too bad when you're talking about like food,
everything,
and, yeah, a place to sleep,
entertainment,
exactly,
pool access, all of these things that might cost you a la carte, where you're paying
exactly.
for each individual item.
Just a hotel you're looking at your destination that you're considering might be like $250 a night. So yeah. This could be like a money saving vacation choice.
Yeah, there's definitely an appeal to going on a cruise. I love the idea of just paying just a flat rate and knowing that you don't have to worry about the costs of anything else.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the deal: if you want to know how to get these discounted prices, these bargains, Cruise Critic and Cruise Compete are two sites worth looking at. And just going to the cruise line websites to scan the deals yourself. You know, Costco Travel is another place if you're a Costco member that you can look into. But right now is the time. A lot of these deals expire like June 30th, like the end of this month or the end of next month. And so, yeah, it's a particular point in time where cruises are abnormally cheap. Even some of the nicer ones I was reading about, like in Europe, if you want to go to Europe and take a cruise, like a 14-night cruise or something fancy like that, like a lot of those are half price of what they normally are.
It's amazing.
So, yeah, consider the Humble Cruise if you're interested in a cheaper vacation.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, it makes sense. Because when you think about cruises, you think about the boats that were locked down in port where folks couldn't leave back when COVID first started. It seemed like a total nightmare. So this is kind of there's a branding problem. Generally speaking, in the cruises, they've got a marketing issue here where they've I feel like they have to kind of get on the other side of this.
Yeah.
And we're currently transitioning through that. And once a bunch of these folks are snagging these deals, get on boats, and are talking about how great of a time that they're having, I would not be surprised if we see cruise prices resume their normal rates here pretty shortly.
Yeah, so get it while getting's good is kind of what you're trying to do here with the cruise deals.
That's right, but that's going to be it, bud, for this episode. Everybody out there, wish us luck. Our family is, like we said, moving literally tomorrow. Your family is going to be following suit very shortly thereafter, and I'm looking forward to getting things all set up in the new How to Money offices. And like we said, we'll be sure to keep you posted on that.
The palatial new How to Money studios. It's going to be great.
We'll see.
All right, everybody, have a great weekend. And Matt, until next time, best friends out.
Best friends out.
Upswell Marketing would like to remind you that when customers choose your small business, they're really choosing you. So focus on super serving your existing customers and let Upswell handle the pipeline generation of new leads and customers.
Upswell specializes in developing customized direct response campaigns and is now offering a no obligation free assessment of your current marketing strategies.
Not to mention, new customers also receive 15% off their first order when they mention that they heard about Upswell on this podcast. For more information, visit upswellmarketing.com. That's upswellmarketing.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.